There, the recording's on now. So this call is being recorded.
Okay.
So any of the...
You're breaking up again. It's weird.
Yeah. So, okay. So if I do break up during this, it says I have a great Skype connection. It sounds good on my end, but I seem to be breaking up from time to time. So... if that's the case, please just bear with me and let me know, and I'll repeat what I said, or I may in fact ask you to repeat what you said going forward. So, okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then.
So, did anyone else come on there in the background?
Yeah, I came on, Jim.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, James. There we go. So, Carol, you were on first. Did you have another specific question?
Yeah, you had You had talked to me before about that you're using a new theme now, and you showed me how integrated in that theme are these wonderful opt-in forms.
Landing pages, that's right.
Yeah,
and opt-in forms, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
so do you want me to talk about those?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very interested in that.
Okay, there's another theme, and get your pen ready, okay? Because I'm going to give you a couple sort of resources that are available. And this question maybe after, which I know that we'll cover. So here. Here's the thing.
You're super broken up.
The page or an opt-in page. I keep on talking because I didn't. But there's a bunch of specifically to either get someone to opt in or to sell something.
Right.
So these opt-in pages are a couple software that are around, and they're generally plugins for WordPress. To template pages or opt-in pages, and just quickly... is that they pieces that you find on your regular blog. So I'm talking about a footer, for example.
James?
Menu choices in it. These landing... Yeah?
James, sorry to interrupt. I'm going to get off, and maybe that kind of makes it more clear. And I'll phone back in.
Okay, that's fine. It was clear on my end. Were you able?
Yeah, it's breaking up on mine.
Do you want me to phone in too?
Well, you
actually
know.
Yeah, you actually
because you were there.
Carol, stay on the call. This is unfortunate.
Will you have a recording of this that you could just send us a link to it?
Yeah, I will. I am recording this. So it
should
be hearing me anyway. So, and I'm just going to test my connection in the background here.
Okay.
But I'm just testing my, finding if my connection works. It says it's working.
And right now I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah,
what'll happen,
yeah.
You know, I hear you perfectly and then suddenly it's gone. It's there's not even a slide. It's just there or not.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, we'll keep on going. Don't hang in and don't go in and out.
Okay.
And I'll just if it gets stuck, just when I come back, just say please repeat that, and I will.
Okay.
So what I was saying was that they have these page builders and templates for landing pages and opt-in pages.
Okay.
And the thing that makes them unique is that the specific pages that they create, they generally don't have the standard blog stuff that you have on your regular blog, they remove it. And I'm talking about the footer, any sidebars, and any headers with menus. So it's kind of just the middle content of a page. And these landing pages are templates that you can sort of pick and choose based on what kind of landing page you want to have. So, for example, if you have a sales page that you may want to make an offer on, they'll have a template for that that has things like testimonials and, you know, bullet features, that kind of thing, and they're nicely laid out. Or they have a video sales page that'll have just a place for a talking head video and then some buttons for a call to action. And they're set up templates. And the thing is that they usually will have a builder, a visual builder. And what that means is it's different than the WordPress editor. It's actually a plugin that allows you to drag and drop sections and elements in and around these templates. And the two that, there's two that are kind of nice. The one that I have a preference for is from a website called Thrive Themes. ThriveThemes.com. And they have a plugin that's called Thrive Leads. And that's the one that I use on WP Blog Support.
Okay.
So that's actually a Thrive Themes theme that's there, but I also have the Thrive Leads plugin, and I do have some pages. Let me just see if I can get one off my memory just while we're... If I have one, I can remember off the top of my head a URL for an example of one. One, but what they are is they're just sort of a builder that allows you to pick it and add the elements that you want to it. So
gotcha.
Thrive Leads is one.
Gotcha.
There's some simpler ones that allow you to do just opt-ins but not landing pages. There's one from Elegant Themes. They have a plugin called Bloom. There's the IceGram one, which is free, and they allow you. They've got like little builders that allow you to put your autoresponder opt-in page forms in sidebars, in the middle of a post, in those sliding bars that slide in and slide out, pop-ups
mm-hmm.
that get overlaid, or those little headers that show up over top of your menus at the top of the site until you do something. So the opt-in pages is another one, another example of one that sometimes gets used, but these are all ways to capture email addresses and to get people opted in to your autoresponder series. And the thing that's nice with them is that they actually have some templates that are well set out to do that. And the easiest way to do that is if you go to get your pen ready. If you go to demo thrivethemes.com, demo.thrivethemes. I think it's demo. Let me just double check. Not demos. No. Yeah, if you go to thrivethemes.com and there's a place on there to look at the demos, you'll see they have a whole section on landing pages, and those were all made with Thrive Leads. And there's just some really nice, simple layouts that are easy to use.
Okay, I'm here at thrivethemes.com. And, Thrive Leads.
Extra
I
work.
See
yeah, and I actually, okay. So that's one. Thrivethemes.com, and then you have to do /TT.
Oh, because that's your...
I don't know. That I just looked at a link that I had before.
Okay.
Demo.thrivethemes.com/TT.
Hold on. Demo.thrivethemes.com/TT. TT.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what that brings. Okay. I see it.
Yeah, so it comes up on the demos there. And the first one, if you look, there's landing pages is one of the menus. Excuse me. They have five different examples that are done there.
Gotcha. I see landing pages, sales page.
Yeah, so just pick one and you'll see.
Okay, let's try lead generation. Oh, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it automatically makes the whole page look like that.
Gotcha. And
so you'll notice there's no menus at the top.
Yeah. I see that.
All you have to do, and the thing that's nice and the code pasted in. You don't have to do any of that stuff.
You
it's
know what,
just
James,
automatically connect.
Could
yeah.
you repeat that, please?
Sure.
Just that
the
last
thing that's nice
part.
With Thrive Leads. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The thing that's nice with Thrive Leads is that the way that Thrive Leads is they have a direct connection to WP Cindy. So you set it up once. All that happens is that when you create a new landing page like this, you just say, all you have to do is say, you know, put the opt-in form here, and you don't have to go to WP Cindy and cut and paste HTML over into your website. It's already connected.
Oh, okay. That's
okay,
great.
So that's already done for you.
That's superb.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just added to your list in WP Cindy,
mm-hmm.
or for that matter, any other autoresponder. It works with just about all of them. And then, you know, you put your messages in, and then anyone signs up starts getting the messages.
Super.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the one that I quite like is Thrive Themes. There's another one that works similarly. Like for example, the Divi Builder, and they have a plugin called Bloom that works the same. IceGram works the same. There's some opt-in pages or lead pages that are third-party services that kind of work the same. But instead of having to create a page in your WordPress site and then try and figure out how to hide menus and things on single pages, it's a lot. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And remember how with my WordPress theme that I have now, you had put in a landing page plugin. And I could
yeah.
never use it because it was fighting with all the other plugins.
Yeah, and that still happens. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Any of these plugins that have like a visual editor that allows you to do drag and drop and things, there always are issues with some other plugins and themes. So unfortunately, that's kind of the nature of the beast. And I'm struggling. I still struggle with that on some of my own personal sites. So it's kind of fits and starts, and you got to, you know, do your best, try and make it work and see what happens. But there's no guarantee. Unfortunately.
I see. So, did Jim come back?
Yeah. Are you still there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Super. Hi. I see. So that is, that's just the way it is. Because remember with me, it was actually, we'd put the information on the page and it would slowly disappear over the week or so. And you had
You say to me,
did you delete that? I say, no, did you delete that? And
yeah.
Neither of us were doing it.
I have no idea. I have no idea. So.
Okay. Well, you're saying that this Thrive theme has these landing pages come with it.
It's That's
a
correct.
Plug, and it's, so it should have, it looks as if there's sales page template. Looks very familiar as far as the way your website looks, one of yours looks.
That's correct.
Yeah, I recognize it right there. So it's obviously working for you.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it, so.
Yeah. Because what I'm, you know how I have these books on Amazon and I have Kindles. And what I want to do is in the front of the book to put in the opt-in.
Yep.
And send people to these pages and get them started on an autoresponder. So in other words, my books will be lead generators.
Yep.
And I'm taking the books that are like 300 pages and also splitting them up into a number of smaller books.
Yep.
Which is not hard for me to do. It just does take time.
Yep.
But so it sounds as if it would be a lot easier to be using this theme than the theme I have, since the only
thing you've still got that old Weaver one, correct?
Yeah, and remember, the only thing you could do with it was a pop-up.
Yeah, it's an old theme and is an old style. So again, that's a 6 of 1, half a dozen. That's your personal choice. So
yeah, so so that is, so how would we go about this?
If you wanted to change a theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I would do is, what I would suggest to you is that you take a look through the Thrive themes. There's a couple of different styles there.
Okay.
And just pick out a couple that you like.
Okay.
And put in a ticket. And then I can install them for you just so that you can at least look at it. And then I got to check the license and see what we can do with the license. I don't believe we have an agency license. I have a personal license for them. So we'll have to double check on that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to break the license by putting it on someone else's site if I'm not supposed to.
For sure. Yeah. So then I would have to buy the license, is what you're
saying. Yeah, either that or, you know, if, you know, one of the things I'll do is I'll consider buying an agency license, so we'll go from there. But just pick out a couple themes and see if you like them first, and I'll install them so you can see what it would look like and how they work.
Okay, and with that, I could also have a static first page.
Yeah, you can have a proper landing page. Yep.
Yeah, and it could be with the sliders or maybe not that type of thing. So it is much more modern.
It's very modern, that's right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
And then the other one you should look at is go look at elegantthemes.com, because that one is a nice one to use as well.
Okay.
With sliders and all that fancy stuff.
Okay, now... Is that one you've got a license for?
Yeah, that one we can put on for you at Elegant Themes. But there's not a different builder in it. So just look at the Thrive themes first, okay?
Okay.
Let's walk before we run. We'll go from there.
Okay. The Elegant Themes, does it have landing pages?
No, it's more for opt-ins.
What's the difference?
An opt-in are different ways to capture email addresses independent of the page. So they're things like they're things like slide-ins and pop-ups and in-post ads and that kind of thing.
Okay, that's not going to work so well with me wanting to from the book to something. But so I'll first look at Thrive Theme.
Yeah, yeah, look there. Okay.
That's great. Yes.
Okay. So okay. I wanted to get, is that okay? Because I want to get to Jim's question, because I know he had
this is everything. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, Jim, you're still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. So one of the things, because I'm recording this, I'm just going to sort of give a little pre-op to what we're going to be talking about, is a lot of times what happens for many people who are marketing things is they get their site set up, they've got a product set up, they've set up an affiliate program, they start talking to people, and then they talk to all of their own people on their own list, and then they run out of people to talk to, so they go, well, I better start marketing it and start getting other people to talk about my product or service, but how do I do that? So I may phone up a couple people, I may sign up some affiliates, and they all say on the phone, yeah, yeah, great, I'll promote your stuff, but they never end up doing anything.
Right.
So if that sounds familiar,
I've
got a quick fix for you. And what it is this works especially well if you already have affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have people who are friends who have some kind of email list or some kind of business and who are willing to send out an email on your behalf. And the thing is that if you ask someone and you say, you know, will you send out an email to your list for me? Everyone says yes, but it's like pulling teeth to find out when they're going to do it, what's going to be in the email. When are they going to send it? How many people? So a lot of people just won't do it. They run out of time. They don't know what to say, that kind of thing. So in some cases, like in yours, Jim, you write a regular article every week. So you've got great content that people are already reading. And what you can do, and what I suggest that you do, is you actually pre-write an email for your affiliates to send out. So instead of them saying, oh, I have to write an email or I will write an email, you actually give them the text.
Okay.
And you send it to them and say, here, all you've got to do is put this into your autoresponder and send it to your list. It's written. And you'll get more people to do that than you will as if you just ask someone to send something because they have less work to do.
Okay.
So you want to try and make sure that you've made it as simple as possible for anyone to try and market you. And I'll give you an example of how some of those letters might want to look. Okay, so I'm going to read from one, and this is one that I actually did a long, long time ago. And I'm going to read from it, and I actually sent it to people, and included it. I actually had a page that allowed people just to cut and paste this text in. You know, if it was you sending it out, like you Jim, you're going to leave your name because you want Carol Chapman, for example, to put her name in if Carol's going to send it out. So it'd be Carol would end up sending out Carol Chapman here. With a special offer that I'm sure you'll appreciate. Length of time. .. Your very line of products where you keep off it. Period.
I missed that whole thing. That whole thing was just garbage.
Okay, that's fine. So here's I'll say it again. I'll send it as well, Jim.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll send it as well, but I just wanted to read it so you understand.
Yeah.
So this is a piece.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Yeah. This is Stephanie. I've been listening for a while. Could you send it to me as well, please?
Yeah, I'll put it up as well. I'll put it up with the recording of this post. So what you do is you've got this cut and paste letter for your affiliates, right? And in it, I just have your name in big bold letters. So that means your affiliate is going to put their name in. And it just says, for example, your name here with a special offer that I'm sure you'll appreciate. You've never seen anything like this before, with a smiley face. If you've been online for any length of time, you'll know that building your business online starts with one thing, your very own line of products where you keep 100% of the profit, period. If you're one of those people, I've got good news for you. This time I have arranged a great deal with my friend, James Maduk, the author of 240 multimedia ebooks. James is well known as an online selling expert in the use of multimedia. Okay. So do you see what I did in the start of the letter? I'm talking about me in my letter, but I'm talking about the letters from the perspective of the affiliate.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So in your case, Jim, it's going to say, I've got good news for you. This time of, you know, I've got a great article from my friend, James Cloley. James is an expert on this, that, or the other thing and has three published books. He's a well-known expert on, you know, on father and parenting, fatherhood and parenting and all sorts of these things.
Right.
Okay, so do you understand how it would fit in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it says, the odd thing about all these training courses and ebooks that James has created, and he was never copied, and so it just goes on, and it's got a little blurb, right? So in your case, Jim, you would just say, you know, Jim's written a great article, and you can use one of your past articles. It doesn't have to be a new one.
Right.
It can be an old one, and you can, Jim's written an article, and then just put a paragraph about the article in it, and that the other person is going to say. So it's about, you know, how fathers are failing their sons when it comes to parenting, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you put that little paragraph in, and then it said, you know, I've made arrangements with James for a special offer for you only. And this is kind of talking about what Carol was talking about with these landing pages.
Right.
So in this case, you don't, you know, if Jim's got, you can do this for your special report, right? Remember, you've got that special report that you ask people to download? You have those 10 tips or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you do is you say, I've made arrangements with Jim for a special 10-page report covering this, that, or the other thing. And then it has a link that says, click here to get your copy of the report.
Okay.
So you're sending this to someone.
Now, do you send these out each week? Or is this
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can just, you know, pick an affiliate or two or 10 affiliates,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, look, and give them a call or send them an email. Say, look, I've got an offer. I've got my 10, you know, my 10 tip special report. I've got a pre-written email for you to send out to your list to give away a copy of the report to your readers. Would you be able to do that for me?
Right. Okay.
And then you're just sending them the copy.
Right.
Of the text that they have to paste into their autoresponder or their newsletter. And then
okay.
It's done. They're going to send it. Okay. And you've already got their affiliate ID, right?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't send it out to anybody that wasn't connected to me yet, obviously.
That's right. That's right. So what you can do in the same email message, you can actually put the link to the page that you want them to send them to with the other person's affiliate link. So that
okay.
if they send it out to their list, they're an affiliate of yours, you're going to know that they sent it, and you'll know exactly how many people clicked on the link and how many people subscribed.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
So paste into their newsletter, include the link. All right.
Yeah, and you'll see in the letter, you'll see where in the example that I've got here, what it looks like. And, you know, they have to do a tiny bit of work. They have to copy and paste this and put it in their email autoresponder or their newsletter. But they don't have to write anything.
Right. Okay.
And you can phone them or send them an email and say, look, I've got a great special report that I think your readers would be interested in. And I've got a pre-written letter that you can send to your list. Would you be willing to do that?
Right. And they could do the same thing in reverse, right? I mean, if they prepared an email and sent it to me, then I would send it out to my list.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you offer that at the same time. You just say, look, it's the same thing as the affiliate philosophy. I guess you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and away
exactly.
we go.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But the thing that makes it a little more enticing is that when you're pre-writing the letter for people, it's that excuse that they don't know what to say in the message, or they're not great at writing emails.
Right.
Or That's they true. Hate writing emails. It's pre-written.
Right.
It takes an excuse away for not doing it.
Right. Okay.
And just remember that people are lazy.
I found that out, James.
Yeah. And people will say they'll market you and do all sorts of stuff for you, but 1 in 10 do it.
Right.
So this way you might get 6 in 10.
And that'd be great. I mean, you know, if I could get 6 or 7 out of 10, that'd be worth it. Right now I'm batting zero sort of thing. So
exactly. And the thing is that once you've done this, let's say you do it once.
Right.
And once you've done it once, you can use that person as a referral. And just say, yeah, you know, I did a newsletter swap or a blast swap with so-and-so. And they picked up, you know, 40 new subscribers or got 3 sales or something.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do the same?
All right. Okay.
And you start playing off of it. And you already see this in practice, and I'll give you an example. If you've been subscribed to any of the marketing newsletters, do you notice what happens when someone's doing a launch? You get the identical email from 17 different people.
Okay.
And the reason is because the marketer has pre-written the messages and said, send this out to your list.
Is there a site that I can go to that has a lot of this like marketing newsletter type stuff on it? Like you were just saying, to follow some of those things online.
Yes, my sites.
Well, that'd be a short trip. And I get that through what? WP Grow?
Yeah, and I have actually a question for everyone too. So is WP Grow or My Small Biz U? I struggle personally with the branding of it. They both go to the same place right now, but I don't know what to call it.
Okay. So if I go to WP Grow, I can find it there.
Yeah, and I'll send you a link specifically to a course that probably be the best one for you to fit into.
Okay, well, that would be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, do that specific thing. Okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, so do you understand the mechanics of it, though?
I have the basic gist of it, so, yeah, we'll just – the next thing I'll do is I'll look for your – email through to me to give me an example, and then I'll create an email, like you said. I'll run it by you to see if it's doing what it needs to do, and then I can start contacting these. My thing right now is even to get folks to just sign up as an affiliate. I mean, everybody says, oh, sure, that's great, what a wonderful idea, but even at that, it's hard to get them to kind of just sit down long enough to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's tough for you, and you know, if you're struggling, just say, what's your email address, and I'll set you up as an affiliate.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, Gary is one, you know, like, you know, he's a busy man, and I understand all of that kind of stuff, so
yep.
I just like to pigeonhole him, and because I know him, and I know his product line, and it suits,
yep.
you know, we're compatible and all that kind of stuff. It's really, he would be a wonderful start.
Yep.
I've got, and Stephanie is another one, but I, you know, connecting with her, is very, very difficult, it seems.
She's careful, Jim. She's on the call.
Well, that's okay. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm just teasing.
Oh,
I am. Very difficult sometimes to reach.
Yeah. But that's just a classic example. That's why you have to do all the work for people.
Yeah. And then there's a couple of folks out on the West Coast that are really interested in kind of doing it as well. I think it's a great idea. You know, get me involved and do this. But
yeah.
I can invite them to the affiliates sort of thing. But after that, you know, where do I go from there sort of thing with it?
Yeah.
So it would be nice to start out with four or five or six. I can probably get at least four, maybe five together to do that. It's just getting them to set up the hardware or the software on their sites.
Yeah, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything.
I know. I got to...
No, but just even... You don't have to be an affiliate for them. For them...
To be an affiliate for me.
You don't have to be. It's not a tit for tat. So, you know, I can't promote you unless you promote me. Ask anyone to promote you that you're talking to. Just say, hey, would you, you know, I've got a great special report. Would you send it to
right.
the list?
I could do that. Yeah. Is that a better, like at this point in the game, is that a better approach than going
yeah, sure.
to affiliate setup?
Definitely.
Yeah,
and if they're a marketer, if they're a marketer, they'll have an affiliate program and they'll say, oh, yeah, can you do the same for me? But if they don't ask you to, you don't have to.
Right. Okay.
Market yourself. Worry about marketing yourself.
Okay.
Voila.
All right.
Okay.
I can do that.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay,
I will add this recording
and a copy of the email to the recording. And I'll send an email out a little bit later this afternoon. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now here's just a quick survey question, and then if there's any more, if you have a question, we can cover that one. But the site that I have that has all of my courses on it, what I want to do with it. Personally, is I want to have it more WordPress specific and WordPress marketing specific. So how to do marketing with your WordPress site,
right.
How to do the landing pages and the things that we were just talking about, for example, and
right.
how to add all of these things. So if that's the case, the trouble that I have personally, and I'm asking for a little bit of input from you guys, is in terms of branding it something WordPress specific or having it generic like the My Small Biz U or My Small Biz University. So I have domains like WP Grow or WP Homeroom. Those domains are still there that I
right.
can that are pointed. It's the exact same content. It's just a question of the branding. So does anyone have any sort of thoughts or preferences whether they like the My Small Biz University approach or the WP Grow or WP Homeroom approach?
I like the WP setup, and for me, even if it's just language, because you know
yeah.
how I struggle language with the language
yep.
and the how-to stuff. So for me, the more simplified it becomes, the more the same name. So you know, so if I'm using WordPress like I am.
Yeah.
And when I see WordPress, then I think, okay, well, I've already got that. I don't have to, you know
okay.
what I mean? It just simplifies it for me. It puts it all in one box.
Okay.
But I'm the kind of guy who needs to have, and you know this very well, Jim.
Yeah.
It's point A to point B to point C. Click on this, left click here,
yeah.
right click there. And I've got to walk through it at least three or four times, step by step by step. And then I got
okay.
it. You know?
Okay.
So
okay, perfect.
And then once it becomes that clear, then I'm, you know, I don't have to worry about moving on. I just do what I need to do. So
okay.
if we can keep it all in one place sort of thing,
yeah.
That makes it much simpler for me.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm going to get lost along the way and then I got to call you again. And you know, it's not that I mind talking to you. It's just that I don't like to bug you all the time about the same issues over and over. But if I don't have that step-by-step sort of process, that's what I got to do.
Okay, no problem. Anyone else? No takers on that one?
Yep. I will step in. My small biz you.
Yep.
Speaks to me directly because I'm a teacher and I'm the owner of a small business.
Okay.
So it's not that I really care how I learn to grow my business, whether it's WP or it might be another platform.
Yeah.
But for me, my small biz you do gives me the understanding that these are courses for me for my business.
Okay.
And that they're targeted to helping me with my business.
Okay. See, that's why that's...
WP Grow is... Yeah. Okay, I know WP is WordPress because of my background.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what you mean by grow.
Okay, so the My Small Biz You fits better for you. Okay.
It fits for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. That's the exact situation that... That I find myself in personally sometimes is just trying to figure out and balance between those two. So that's why right now WP Grow, WP Homeroom, WP Keen, My Small Biz, You, My Small Biz University, and Online Selling University, they all go to the same place.
But that makes it simpler for you, right?
Well, yeah, but it's just it's starting to promote it again.
Yeah.
That's the part that is... that I haven't made a final decision on. So,
James, I want to throw my opinion in as well.
Sure.
It is that I can remember my small biz you easier.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Other ones, I actually have to write them down and then look up under James Madu to see what they are.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So my small biz, you probably is.
For me. That's for me. Obviously, Jim is having no trouble with WP Grow, but there's WP Grow, WP Blog Support, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. I think I'll keep it at my small biz, you. So if you haven't already logged in there or created or registered an account, please do that. So mysmallbizu.com, if you just go there, there's a button that says register right on the top. And some of you might be registered already. You might have to reset your password. But, I'm going to start using that, and the courses will be put into there as well.
James?
Yeah?
If I haven't done that, but I could certainly do that as well if I knew that everything I was going to need was coming through my small biz you. As opposed to the Grow program, like the WP.
Yeah, it is.
I just need to have one spot to go to, unlike the other two folks here. I just need to know, can I get all I need from that place?
That's the spot. My Small Biz U is the spot. All of the courses are there.
Okay, so I can register and go through that one as well. I just need to have one spot I can go to.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that I will have it set up as well that we will have other instructors with courses there.
Okay.
So that's the other kind of change. That's before in the past it was only my courses, but I am setting it up that that other instructors will be able to add their courses.
Okay.
And my courses for you guys for the most part will be free, depending on the kind of membership you have at WP Blog Support. And there's all the WordPress ones are free for you guys. I have a higher-end marketing one that's there, depending on what level of membership you have at WP Blog Support. There might be an extra charge for that one. Okay? But there's lots of content there for you. So that's mysmallbizu.com.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
And if you take a look at it, let me know if you like the theme.
Okay. Any other questions? I got one more, Jim.
Okay. Actually, Paula, do you have a question?
Yes. I was wondering, I see a lot of people who allow you to sign up for their program for 3 days or for 1 week, and they don't charge you until 3 days or 1 week later, or however long.
Yeah.
What can I do to implement that kind of system? You know, like I just can let my students try a course, three days free of charge, and then if they don't cancel, then they get charged 3 days later, a week later.
Yeah, and that's a great question, and there's two answers to it. The first one is it depends on both the shopping cart and the billing system you're using. So you're using WooCommerce, and you're using as the shopping cart, and you're using PayPal as the payment gateway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recall off of the top of my head if that setup allows for what you're suggesting. So I will double check for you because it's just a good question. So depending again, if it does, then it's just a question of setting it up so that you allow a 5-day trial or 7-day trial, for example.
Right.
And then it's closed. So that's kind of one way of doing it. And the thing that you have to be careful of with that is if you're doing courses, if you have a course and you have 10 lessons in the course and all 10 lessons are open, if someone signs up for 7 days,
I do dripping.
You're dripping. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know what dripping is, when you sell courses, if it's actually set up as a course, you set it up that the first lesson's available in the first 7 days, and then lesson number two is available after 7 days, and then lesson number three is available after 14 days, and lesson number four is available after 21 days. So you have to be a member for 21 days before you get access to lesson four, for example. That's dripping your courses or dripping your content. So you have to do that if you want to protect it if you're giving a trial, okay? And again, that's a very, very good point and one to consider. So it just depends on the shopping cart and the payment gateway if it supports that setup. And I don't remember off the top of my head, so I will take a look.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the
only question I have for now.
Okay, perfect. And welcome back to North America.
Thank you.
Good. Spain was okay?
Yeah, it was great.
Good, good. You're not sunburnt or anything?
No, it was, you know, it's winter, but it's mild, nice winter.
Okay, well, welcome back. And did Jim have one more last question? Who had the last question?
Just quickly, it's about my domain name.
Yep.
I got a notice from IDNS Canada.
Yep.
Domain name expiration notice. Is that something that I do through you, or is that something I do separately through me?
On yours, send me a ticket because I don't remember where yours is registered. If it's registered with us, we do the automatic renewal, so you don't have to worry about that. But I can't remember if you registered yours somewhere else. And be very careful with domain names because a lot of times what happens is you get other domain name companies will try and sort of tease you into renewing just because it's public when the renewal is. So they send you this message. It looks like an invoice, but what they're trying to do is get you to sign up with them and transfer your domain name to them.
Right.
So just be very careful with those. Send me a ticket with that, just the domain name, and just to confirm the renewal date, and I'll make sure what you should do or not do with it, depending on where it was registered.
Okay, can I just scan you? It's a one sheet. Can I scan you the sheet they sent me?
Yeah, if you wanted to do that, that's fine.
And I can, I'll include it in the ticket?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then that way it's you'll know exactly where I'm looking at. Okay, that's good, Jim.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, everyone. I'll put this up hopefully in the next hour or so. And it'll be at, I'll put it up mysmallbizu.com.
Okay, great.
And it'll be in the blogs. It'll be in the blog section, and it'll be a podcast.
What about previous calls, like from last month? From before I left for Spain, I participated in a call?
Yeah, I'll put them there. I have the recordings. I haven't put them in just as I was redoing my small biz you. So I'll put them in. They'll be in the blog as well.
Okay.
Okay. That's where I'm going to start adding the content is going to be there. And I'll put the events that will start to show up in the calendar as well. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Again, if there's still support tickets, everything for support and billing goes to WP Blog Support.
Right.
Okay. Learning and Education, My Small Biz U, Blog Support and Hosting, WPBlogSupport.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much, everyone.
Take care.
I have a quick question.
Shoot.
My Small Biz U, what theme is that?
That is a theme called University.
Oh, okay. Just so it's got nothing to do with that other one. All right. That's all.
And it's specific for selling courses.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay,
thanks.
Perfect. Thanks again, everyone. So bye-bye, everyone. Thanks again. All right. End the call here and then just see what we're doing here. Let's end the call.